USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany on Fox & Friends Weekend says the fault rests with President Biden in Afghanistan.
Yes, it's Joe Biden's fault. Mike Pompeo and President Trump made it very clear to the Taliban, when we're out, you are not touching an American. They made clear that there were deterrence models. There were ways to make sure that we kept that country safe.
The grieving mother of Ashley Babbitt, the U.S. Air Force veteran who was fatally shot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, says neither Nancy Pelosi nor Dianne Feinstein nor any other current elected official, Democrat or Republican, has reached out to her regarding questions about her daughter's death. The only person in an official capacity she has heard from has been former President Donald Trump on July 1st, she said. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Taliban fighters began entering the Afghan capital of Kabul on Sunday, the last city to have been thus far spared takeover by the militants amid their rapid sweep of the country in the wake of U.S. forces departing. A Taliban spokesperson said the fighters intended to negotiate a peaceful surrender of the city. A tweet from the Afghan presidential palace said there were sporadic shootings in Kabul, but that the situation is under control with the help of security forces. Biden's attacks on Governors DeSantis and Abbott are a distraction in the midst of the Delta variant. Kimberly Strassel on Fox's The Journal editorial report.
Because, you know, like, you can go out and ask people to get vaccinated. There's a limit to what government can do. So I think what you see is Biden attempting to deflect here, go after some governors that are pursuing different policies and what he has advocated.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A warehouse where fuel was illegally stored exploded in northern Lebanon early Sunday, killing 20 people and burning dozens more in the latest tragedy to hit the Mediterranean country in the throes of a devastating economic and political crisis. It was not immediately clear what caused the explosion near the border with Syria. Fuel smuggling operations have been ongoing for months. There are logistical issues in getting aid to areas of Haiti hit by Saturday's earthquake. USA's Dan Naraki explains.
Officials in Haiti say that hundreds of people are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Former Haitian Prime Minister Laurent Lamothe tells CNN that there's a serious logistical problem in getting help to the areas of the country affected.
The four departments that are hit by the earthquake today have a huge issue. There is only one road leading to them, and that road is being dominated and controlled by gangs in the Martistan area. So basically, those four departments are basically cut off from the rest of the country. So one of the biggest, certainly, challenges will be to free up the access to the departments to bring assistance, aid, and a lot of help needed to rescue the victims of this catastrophe.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.